The Horse Whisperer by Nicholas Evans, read by William Dufresne. Pursue not the outer entanglements, dwell not in the inner world. Be serene in the oneness of things, and dualism vanishes by itself. From On Trust in the Heart by Saint-Saëns, died 606. Part 1. Chapter 1. There was death at its beginning, as there would be death again at its end. Though whether it was some fleeting shadow of this that passed across the girl's dreams and woke her on that least likely of mornings, she would never know. All she knew when she opened her eyes was that the world was somehow altered. The red glow of her alarm showed it was yet a half hour till the time she had set it to wake her, and she lay quite still, not lifting her head, trying to configure the change. It was dark, but not as dark as it should be. Across the bedroom, she could clearly make out the dull glint of her writing trophies on cluttered shelves, and above them the looming faces of rock stars she had once thought she should care about. She listened. The silence that filled the house was different, too, expectant, like the pause between the intake of breath and the uttering of words. Soon there would be the muted roar of the furnace coming alive in the basement, and the old farmhouse floorboards would start their ritual creaking complaint. She slipped out from the bedclothes and went to the window. There was snow, the first fall of winter. And from the laterals of the fence,